This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zecha Nishmas, Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David, Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zecha Nishmas, Rabbi Shua Aryeh, Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi, Malka Bas Zisel. Parshas Kisaveh starts with the Parsha of Bikurim. Bikurim is when a farmer is required to bring his first ripened fruits from the Shivas Haminim to the Beis HaMikdash and present it to the Kohen as a sign of appreciation to Hashem for giving him a successful harvest. The farmer then says the Kriya of Bikurim, which is a declaration of gratitude over Hashem's role in history for saving Yaakov from Lavan HaArami and saving Klal Yisrael from the Mitzrayim. And the pasuk says regarding the one who brings the Bikurim, Ve'onisa ve'omarta arami oyvedavi. And Rashi explains the words Ve'onisa ve'omarta that it means Baharamas koil. The person bringing the Bikurim should raise his voice and say the Kriya of Bikurim. And the question arises, why does this Kriya have to be said with a raised voice? Our tefillos are typically said quietly. Why the Haromas HaKoil? Tzfas Emes explains, many times a person may think that his parnosa came because of his creativity, because of his own hard work, koichi v'yotzim yadi. However, a farmer has no problem understanding that his parnosa is beyond his control and rests in the hands of Hashem. As diligently as he may plow his field and plant the seeds, the success of his crop depends on the frequency of the rain and the intensity of the rain, factors that are totally out of his control. So after putting in his own best efforts, he turns to Hashem with great intensity, davening and pleading to Hashem that the rain should come at the proper time and the rain should come in the proper amounts. When his tefillos are answered and he is able to see his beautiful crop, it would be very easy for him to forget about Hashem and take credit for the beautiful fruits by saying, it's all because of my farming expertise. It's all because of my know-how that the crop came out so beautifully. Therefore, says the Tzfas Emes, Ve'oniso ve'omarto beharomas koil. He has to thank Hashem and express his appreciation with the same intensity that he had when he was asking Hashem for a good crop. That same raised voice that he screamed with his entire heart, asking Hashem to bench him with a beautiful crop, with that same raised voice and with that same intensity, he must thank Hashem afterwards. Ve'oniso ve'omarto. The thank you has to be with the same haromas koil. The Sefer Chanukas HaTorah says a different shot. He asks from the Gemara in Brochas Daf Chof Dalet Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, Hamashmiya koiloi b'tfilosoi, one who raises his voice while davening, hareze mikitani amono. He is among those who have very little faith, because he seems to believe that Hashem can't hear quiet tfilos, and that's why he is davening loudly. So the question arises then, why by Bikurim is it done loudly by Haromas Koil? Says the Chanukas HaTorah, if the whole reason why one can't daven loudly is because it sounds like he doesn't believe that Hashem can hear a silent tefillah, then if, in his tefillah, he actually says that Hashem is boichin kloyus v'lev, Hashem knows what's in a person's heart, then it should not be a problem for this person to daven loudly, because in his tefillah, he is being made that he does not believe that Hashem cannot hear a silent tefillah. By the Kriya of the Bikurim, the farmer says, Arami oyved avi, Lavan or Arami destroyed my father Yaakov. And Rashi is bothered that Lavan did not actually destroy or kill Yaakov. So how can we say Arami oyved avi? Says Rashi, because even though we have a klal that machshava ro is not mitzdarf lemaisa, we do not punish a person because of his thoughts alone. That is only by a Jew. However, when it comes to a goy, there we do say machshava ro mitzdarf lemaisa, and therefore by Lavan, it was considered as if he actually killed Yaakov because of his machshava alone to do so. Lavan bikesh la'akaras hakoil. Even though Lavan was only bikesh, Hashem considered it as if Arami oyved avi. So what comes out from this is that by the Kriya of Bikurim, we are stating that Hashem is yodea machshavos, because he knew Lavan's thoughts and counted his thoughts kemaisa. Says the Chanukas HaTorah, that is why by Bikurim we can say it Baharomas Koil. The whole reason not to raise our voice while davening is because in essence you are saying that Hashem does not hear quiet tefillos. That would not be a problem here, because in the words of the Kriyas Bikurim, He is saying that Hashem does hear quiet tefillos and machshavos. Hashem is yodea machshavos, because he knew Lavan's thoughts, that he had intentions to kill Yaakov, and punished him for those thoughts. So even though by other tefillos one should not raise his voice, by Bikurim, where in the Kriyas Bikurim he is testifying that Hashem knows what's in a person's heart, it can be done even b'haromas karl. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk says, V'ro kol amei ha'oretz ki shem Hashem nikro olecho, and all the nations of the world will see that the name of Hashem is upon you, v'yaru mimecha, and then they will fear you. And the Gemara Megillah Daf Tezayin Amud Beis asks, what does it mean that the goyim will fear you when they see shem Hashem nikro olecho? Says the Gemara, shem Hashem nikro olecho, that they will fear, is elu tefillin sheberosh. They will fear the tefillin sheberosh. The Vilna Gaon was once staying at an inn when he heard loud screams coming from the innkeeper's room. Although the Gaon was in the middle of davening, he quickly ran to help the innkeeper. The Gaon pushed the door open, and he saw that this guy was brutally beating the innkeeper. The attacker took one look at the Vilna Gaon, and suddenly he picked himself up and ran away. The innkeeper expressed his gratitude to the Gaon for coming to his aid, but he was curious to know what was the Goyin's magic weapon that caused the attacker to flee and run away. And the Goyin answered that the magic weapon is what the Pasuk says in this week's parasha, V'ro kol amei ha'oretz ki shem Hashem nikro olecho v'yoru mimecha. As the Gemara Megillah says, Eilu tefillin sheberosh. When the Goyim see the tefillin sheberosh, v'yoru mimecha, they will fear you. And it was the tefillin sheberosh that caused the Goy to run away. But the innkeeper did not understand, because he too had been wearing tefillin at the time of the attack. So why didn't his own tefillin save him? And the Goyim responded, the Gemara does not say that the Goyim will fear the tefillin she'al ha'roish, but rather tefillin she'beroish. In order to have the protection of the tefillin, it has to be tefillin she'beroish, inside one's head. One has to internalize the message of the tefillin. Internalize Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Internalize V'ahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha. And only when one internalizes that does he have the protection of the tefillin. The innkeeper may have been wearing tefillin, but it was tefillin she'al ha'roish and not tefillin she'beroish.